Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard one of those before.
I never have either.
That was a surprise. I didn't know it worked the other way around.
Stud horse, that's the horse.
And I was mad, that, is this what you, would be the breeding horse?
Yeah, mm-hmm, the stud horse.
Talking about getting on a horse, you might say, the man got up on the horse and he immediately fell.
Fell off the horse?
And he fell off because he had never
rode a horse.
But yesterday I won for the first time.
I rode a horse for the first time.
We had to put up sides on our little boy's bed because he fell.
Fell off the bed.
Alright. You ever hear anyone use fell out to be fainted?
Yeah. They just fell out at the funeral. I've heard that remark.
And that means they fainted.
They fainted, yeah.
The metal objects that you put on a horse's feet are?
The shoe.
Right, or a horse? Horse?
Horseshoe.
Right. He, where you put these horseshoes are on the horse's?
4 feet.
Or his hoof?
Hoof. When you put them on his hoofs, around in the hoofs. I don't think it hurts to put that on either.
It looks like it would.
No, you put that on, you drive them nails back upon it. Not the tender, up in the tender part of the hoof, it's that shell that comes around where the dead, I understand, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the dead part.
The dead part, the hoof part. Then you can, if you've
like
ever...
this part of your fingernail.
Yes, if you've ever seen, a horse's foot turn up in a picture, ever seen one, that meat comes right around. Here you're seeing all this hoof, you know, and that's where they put the horseshoe.
Still looks like it.
It does look like it hurt.
Yeah.
I see.
Do you know any games people play using horseshoes?
Yeah, but I don't know what it's called.
Pitching
horseshoe.
Right. What is a male sheep called?
Not a doe.
One called a ewe, but that's not.
That's
the
yo. The yo. The ewe is a yo.
Is that male or female?
That's a female. The ewe is, YEW. But I don't know what the male's called.
All right. When you bring sheep in the fall, you shear off its
wool.
Or is it in the spring? Must be in the spring.
Must be in the spring because they leave
the
it. They
freeze
to death in the winter.
See,
must be in
the,
up in this summer, I imagine, when they take it off, he's so hot.
All right, now we're getting to the part about the about the hogs. Isn't that exciting?
Let's get some good sausage and eat them.
All right, now, if you don't want, what would a male hog be? It would be a
boar.
But he said a boar.
You're not sure about that?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Just an old
now,
boar hog.
Now, suppose you didn't want a little boy hog to grow up to be a boar. What would you do to him?
You'd castrate him.
All right, do you ever hear him say anything else?
No.
Use the other term? Now, when, once he's been castrated, he would be a...
meat hog.
Or a
bath.
Be a bar.
Yeah, be a bar. Bar hog.
Okay. The little scroungy pig that you find in a litter sometimes is a little
piggy, and he'll be the biggest one there if you feed him just right.
But they call him something while he's the littlest.
The weenie pig. Runt.
Okay. I'd like you to tell me now about the weights of these things. If you say hogs, does that mean both male and female?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, now, the pigs,
that's
babies.
Both of them, too.
They're both
male and female, the pigs.
All right, now, what about a shoat? Is it both male and female?
A shoat?
Mm-hmm. Are they both?
Yeah, they're both the same.
Now, about what does a shoat weigh?
I'd say between 18 and 60 pounds.
Okay.
They're on around average, I'd say 50
pounds. Yeah.
What's a gilt?
That is a young, isn't that a young mother hog? Not a, she has never had any little pigs. She's just a girl, just like a growing up girl. You know, not too old to have pigs. She's just in that age that she just,